With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Donald Trump celebrating a great victory yesterday in South Carolina.
We're going to be up here on November 5th, and we're going to look at Joe Biden, and we're going to look him right in the eye. He's destroying our country, and we're going to say, Joe, you're fired. Get out. Get out, Joe. You're fired.
Meanwhile, Nikki Haley is not dropping out of the presidential race after the primary in her home state. Here's White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
Haley says she's not going anywhere and that ending her campaign now would be the easy path. The former South Carolina governor describes both Donald Trump and Joe Biden as hugely flawed candidates who are both too old to be president. And Haley argues that most states haven't held their primaries yet, and that people deserve a real choice. She says we don't anoint kings in this country. We have elections. Greg Clugston, The White House.
Also at SRNnews.com, two senators, one a Republican, the other a Democrat, are looking to crack down on the number of packages from China that enters the United States duty-free. Ohio's Sherrod Brown and Rick Scott of Florida are calling on President Biden to take executive action and not waste any time doing it. In New Mexico, a businesswoman is accused of defrauding Uncle Sam, as well as two Native American tribes, that of taxes and royalties due to them for oil and gas that her companies extracted from federal and tribal lands. In the meantime, federal prosecutors now say that Teresa McCown was recently indicted by a grand jury on a number of charges. This is SRN News. Persecution of Christians in Iran is surging.
A coalition of religious freedom groups has released a new report indicating that the Islamic government in Tehran is mounting a full court press against Christianity, jailing and fining as many believers as possible. Those who seek to distribute Bibles come in for special attention as Iranian authorities try to limit the spread of the word. The report is a joint production of Christian Solidarity Worldwide, Open Doors, Article 18, and Middle East Concern. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Pro-life advocates cheering a decision by the Alabama Supreme Court that frozen embryos must be treated as children under the law, saying it could become a model for other states. Chief Justice Tom Parker's opinion reached well into the Holy Bible, stating that even before birth, all human beings bear the image of God, and their lives cannot be destroyed without ever seeing His glory. This is SRN News. Now, the most stolen books from San Francisco Public Library shelves are those about recovering from addiction.
So now city officials want to provide universal access to free drug recovery books, including Alcoholics Anonymous 12-step recovery book. San Francisco City Supervisor Matt Dorsey has introduced legislation to create a program to distribute addiction recovery books for free at the city's 27 public libraries. A pilot program launched last April has distributed more than 2,600 books about beating addiction. John Scott reporting.
Inflation changing the way Americans shop, fed up with prices that remain about 19% on average above where they were before the pandemic. Consumers are fighting back. In grocery stores, they're shifting away from name brands to store brand items and switching to discount stores. More details at SRNnews.com.